This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. We talked last week about Joseph Juran, an influential American expert in quality control. He died earlier this year at the age of 103. Today we talk about another management expert, or guru as people like to call them. Peter Drucker also lived a long life. He was 95 years old when he died in 2005. Peter Drucker was an expert on the ways of modern organizations. He liked to share his knowledge not by answering questions, but by asking them. For example, he said, "Business people must ask themselves not what do we want to sell, but what do people want to buy?" He taught at the Claremont Graduate School of Management in California for more than 30 years. He also advised companies. And he wrote for the Wall Street Journal opinion page for 20 years until 1995. He commented on many economic and management issues. Peter Drucker was born in Austria. He worked as a reporter in Frankfurt, Germany in the late 1920s. He also studied international law. He fled Germany as Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. Peter Drucker spent 4 years in Britain as an advisor to investment banks. He then came to the United States. He used his knowledge of international law to advise American businesses. He developed this advice into books on business methods and management. In the middle of the 1940s, Peter Drucker argued that the desire for profit was central to business efforts. He also warned that rising wages were harming American business. He was later invited to study General Motors. He wrote about his experiences in The Concept of the Corporation. In the book, he said workers at all levels should take part in decision-making, not just top managers. Peter Drucker was a voice for change and new ways of thinking about social and business relations. He used terms like knowledge workers and management goals. He influenced business training and politics with many of his ideas. Some people said he often only presented information that supported his arguments. But even his critics praised his clear reasoning. Yet, as times changed, so did his thinking. In 1993, he warned that businesses create a market for competitors when they think too much about high profits. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.